well, isn't just in me telling it again, but in you sharing what it meant to you, because I can teach it, you know, till I'm blue in the face, but for you to actually share why. And I'm going to encourage you to do that at the beginning when you introduce me about what the material has meant to you.
I will do that because I think
because your audience knows you, they value you, they know how you think, they know who you've been. And, you know, that personal testimony, because you have found the value, I think that's the power of this particular conversation.
I think so too. I think the power of everything you've discovered, the way you've been able to bring an analytical mind to these very different pieces of the brain and how they relate to each other is brilliant. And it is so meaningful for all of us. Personally, with the meditation practice, I find a silent mind to be one of the absolute essentials of living a good life. And I would wish it for everybody. And I know a lot of people can't get there. Because for me, I couldn't see how busy my mind was until I experienced quiet. Mm-hmm. Now I can compare and contrast and make a choice.
Differentiation.
Yeah.
You don't know light if you don't have dark.
Exactly.
You have to have, and you know, character four is not silent. Character four is still a consciousness. And if people are just trying to go for silence, they're just trying to do some of the circuitry instead of the awareness of, but in the absence of the sound, what is there in the silence of that circuitry? What do we find that is open and expansive and beautiful? And that is very loud.
Well, and it's experiential. So once you experience it, if you, particularly if you work at it, you keep that portal open, you have it with you all the time.
Yes. It's always there.
Yeah.
It's always there. So if I get triggered, it's like, okay, do I want to be triggered or not? Because sometimes it's just delicious and you want to yell and scream, right?
Well, I explain my character three as she wants to eat ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No, I get that completely. You and I would be very compatible in our character threes.
Thank you. Thank you certainly for doing the podcast, but thank you for sharing your experiences. Thank you for writing this book. If you do some courses or anything, have your assistant or whoever, please keep me in the loop. I'd be happy to do anything I can to push that information out.
Because I
think that what you have to offer is game-changing on an individual and societal level, and we need change on both levels.
Yeah, thank you. Next month, I'm actually going to start. It's going to be a total of 5 hours, four meetings, 75 minutes each.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be with me, and it's a deep dive into whole brain living. And this is going to be with people who have already read the book. So I can do a whole lot in the first one, and then I get to play with them in the second, third, and fourth ones, and really help them take it into different kinds of scenarios. Investigate it in their own lives with homeworks in between. I'm very excited about it. I'm offering it for individuals. And then we were going to run it for school communities because a research project was done last year of doing whole brain living in school communities, mm-hmm. not the kids, but all the adults. So we're giving whole brain living to the village within which the children live, mm-hmm. right? Remarkable results. So we were going to start running that this summer because a lot of them said, well, we want to take it this summer. And then they came back to us and said, no, we want to take it in the fall. So we've pushed that into the fall. But starting in June, and I expect to learn a lot about it. And I'm not a facilitator. I mean, I'm good at what I do, and I'll do it a few times, but this is not how I'm going to spend my time.
Yeah.
I'm going to hire other people to do it. So we're going to just videotape me doing the different segments, and then other people can lead these. Because right now we have senators looking at us, and they want to give us a few million. And if they give us millions of dollars, we're all of a sudden running a real machine that needs to, you know, influence deeply a lot of people quickly. So we're on it. And then I care deeply about the use of psychedelics, and that's coming down like a train being crammed down our throats. And it's like, okay, so I'm creating a workbook for people to study whole brain living before they do it, pay attention, let their four characters huddle during their high, and then at the end, integrate what they gained from that journey so that they don't have to create a new addiction.
What do you think about the use of psychedelics?
I think a lot about it. I think a lot about it. So I was brought in, I'm 64. So I was born in 59. I was the generation after the 60s hippies.
Mm-hmm.
And how old are you?
I was born in 57.
Okay. So I don't know if you remember, but I remember those god-awful movies they made for us so that our generation would never touch hallucinogenics. Do you remember those?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. The babysitter baking the baby in the oven. You remember that? It had a profound impact on my brain, right? So I think they did a pretty good job terrifying my population from the hallucinogens. But at the same time, I want to be open to the possibility of what these drugs can do to help people who are so routinized in the circuitry of their character to pain that they can't get out of it any other way. Right.
I've heard of a lot of work with veterans and things like that. That's been really successful.
Exactly. I recognize the value for a very minute portion of our population. At the same time, so that's one thing. But instead of that, it's being pushed on all of society. I think this is going to be as horrible as what happened to China with the opiates. I think it's just going to be horrible. So I'm concerned. But if you're going to do it, set yourself up for success. Give yourself a plan, a real plan, not I'm going to go get high for 8 times. I mean, that's way too much because hallucinogenics, the response, the natural response of the brain to hallucinogens is neuroplasticity and neurogenesis, which is why it works. But that's also the physical trauma response by brain cells. So what we're doing is we're saying we're going to come in and now we're going to traumatize your brain cells. I'm not okay with that. I think brain cells are precious. And I think that we can do this better instead of just... And we already are facing a new epidemic levels of schizophrenia induced by the new cannabis.
Mm.
So now we have all these new brains, these young people who are smoking dope, and dope is not what we were smoking when we were teenagers, right? This stuff, you just smell it and you're stoned out of your brain, right? I mean, the resin is like, oh my God. So we're telling the brain to turn on its hallucinogenics and the brain's not getting the message to turn it off. So now we end up with a new child, a kid, anybody who's smoking this stuff and they're hallucinating and their brain's not telling them to hallucinate. This is a major, major mental health issue for me. And then the people who are pushing this stuff come in and say, oh, it's not a good, we don't have to worry. Psychedelics are not good recreational drugs. And I say, I don't know where you live, but psilocybin, I know 20 people of my best friends who have all done mushrooms and can do it anytime they want. Don't tell me, you know, don't lie to me. Don't lie about it. So I can't stop the train. I don't want to stop the train, but I do want to give a better alternative option for how to go about the train.
Yeah, no, I think part of that is the illusion that you're going to get to greater consciousness through an outside substance, and it may work for a little bit, but I think the reality is you need to find your way there more organically and then hold on to it.
That was beautifully put. The illusion that you are going to
find consciousness, greater consciousness, you know, through the use of through the use of hallucinogens.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So I mean, I'm, you know, and why do I care? I live out in blissful euphoria, but, you know, I do care about my society. I do care about humanity. And I'm here to do my piece of it. I just want to be peaceful when I do it.
You know, I think mental health is such a serious issue, and I think it's something that is lack of mental health is more pervasive in our society than we think.
Yeah,
and it depends how you define it, obviously. But I would wish for everybody to learn to find to experience peace, to learn some greater consciousness, to learn whole brain living. This is so powerful. You know, once you just identify that character too, it changes your life.
Oh my goodness. And then we're looking at everybody else going, oh yeah, she's in her too. I'm just going to sit here and I'm just going to hold the space, you know, because my choice is to jump right in there and fight with you again. And it's like, nah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Was it?
I want to have a decent dinner.
Yeah. I want to have a happy life. Thank you.
I want to have a happy life. Yeah. Thank you, Pat. Thank you for today. Thank you for the conversation. And I will send you the information. We sent something out, but it's going to be at like 10 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
On Tuesdays in June that we're going to be running this. And I'm charging $250 because I wanted, I've learned the hard way that if something doesn't have a cost, it doesn't have a value, but I want people to be able to do it. And everybody said, Jill, you ought to sell this for $2,000. And I'm going, no, I want people, I'd rather have more than fewer.
Well, you know, if you do an online course where you give the delivery of the information, somebody else leads the actual interaction during the course. That's something you can replicate again and again and again. And I think the idea of keeping it affordable is so important, particularly going into a major recession. I think that reaching out to people in a way that they can interact is everything. Right. Some of these courses, $10,000, $15,000, $25,000. Yeah. I mean, really?
He's like, no, I'm not doing it for that. I'm doing it because we need the shift.
Yeah.
We need the shift. Yeah. And, you know, I get paid really well when I travel for business. It's like, that's my income. Because I don't want to travel. You know, it's like, you're going to have to pay me a whole lot of money to get me off my boat because I don't want to go and I don't need to go. So,
That's a little character three, isn't it? That's a little character three, isn't it?
Say it again.
That response is a little character three, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's like Helen is okay, right? It's like, I don't want to go. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed meeting you. And I just am so enthusiastic about everything you're doing.
Perfect. Thank you, dear. I appreciate it.
Take care.
I'll send you more information. I'll make sure you get that.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.